For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Mmm. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Mmm. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
Going on, what's up everybody out there? My name is Just Heck and this is the Just Another Podcast Show, episode one. So for people out there thinking, you know, why name the podcast Just Another Podcast? Well, the main reason is probably sarcasm. I've been racking my brain for months trying to figure out a great name for the show, and my executive producer, or at least that's what she named herself, my wife, executive producer of the show and of my life, apparently. You know, we were sitting down on the couch watching TV one night, and I'm looking up names and I'm kind of trying to see, you know, okay, what's a great name? What can I use? What hasn't been used already? Blah, 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 right? And I'm telling her names. And she's just saying no, 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 no. Common wife phrase. No, no, no. Anyhow, she is just like, nope, I don't like it. I don't like it. I think that's whack. I don't think that's good. So I'm just like, okay, you know, because I'm always up open to constructive criticism. And she just comes out with the name. She just says, why don't you name it Just Another Podcast? And I'm like, that actually sounds really dope on many different levels. And so I just decided that's going to be the name. So I welcome you guys to the show. And before I get into what this show is going to be about, I'm just going to give you a little bit about who I am as the podcaster. So I grew up in Spanish Harlem. I grew up in New York City all my life. All 41 years of my life, I've lived in New York City. I grew up in the foster care system for 14 years. I went in at 7 and aged out at 21. Knew my parents. You know, it is what it is. You know, there's no hard feelings with that at all, obviously. But I say that to say that despite that going on, I still managed to go to college. I went to school in New Hampshire. I then ended up continuing my schooling in Purchase, New York. I then went on to Hunter College and TCI and a bunch of other little places. So I was able to accomplish a bit much good. And I also got into some trouble a little bit here and there. But needless to say, I was able to persevere and get through what I had gotten through. And that's what part of this show is going to be about. Though the name might suggest something ordinary, the stories from my guests will prove to be otherwise. You're going to hear life stories from everyday people trying to carve out their niche in the world. My hope for this show is that from the stories that are told, it will inspire you to realize that despite how grim things may be, that you can make it out of it. Life is truly what you make it. Believe me, you know, we've been through some grim realities with 2020. And even probably before that, for a lot of people. But 2020 was the test of our measure as human beings. And despite the lack of toilet paper and cleaning products, most of us still made it. And now we're in 2021, and hopefully things will start to get better and move towards, you know, better. And I mean, for the most part, I also want this show to highlight the accomplishments of my guests, all of whom I know personally through work and through life in general. I have some amazing people in my network that have fashionistas, I have clothing designers, I have teachers, I have lawyers, a lot of people who I admire up close and from afar, and felt that they had stories that would be really awesome to tell, and I felt that their stories would uplift a greater number of people. During the interviews, I'm going to ask three core questions of the people who I'm interviewing. These questions are questions that I feel are important to the overall theme of the show. I feel like every story has a beginning, middle, and end, and these are the questions that are going to help the people that I'm interviewing mold these stories out, to be able to tell you guys what is the beginning, the middle, and not necessarily the end, which is right now, but it's more like what's going on at this point. The first question that I'm going to ask is about childhood memories. I feel it's important to ask that question because when you ask about childhood memories, these are the memories, these are the events, these are the feelings that are important to us as adults, because these moments molded us into who we are. You know, these events happened during the most formative years of our lives. And, you know, it's in this stage of development where the core of who we are as adults is formed. And it's also, you know, great to hear people talk about, you know, good times during their childhood, stuff like that. Because we all have great stories for the most part that we can kind of look back at and say, hey, you know, I did this, I was a goofy kid, or, you know, I had great parents, or whatever the case may be. The second question I'm going to ask is about the toughest moment of their lives and what they had to do to overcome that. That to me is important, because this is kind of where the inspirational portion of the interview comes into play. It's important that it's important to look at what we've gone through or what we're going through, because we're all going through some shit. 2020, everybody went through some shit one way or another. And I've always felt that it's important, it's inspirational to hear other people go through their stuff and to say, you know what, if they can overcome that, I can overcome what I'm going through. And no matter what, they made it through what they were going through, I'm going to make it through what I'm going through. It's led me to be probably the most optimistic person, despite growing up how I grew up. I've grown up to be very optimistic during tough times. A great quote that I've always heard and I always rely on, "And this too shall pass," I've always interpreted that as tough times tend to pass, and you have to try your best to persevere through them and make it through as best as you can. The third question that I'm going to ask will be about the realization of their talent, obviously. And what did that moment mean to them? We as people, in my line of work, you know, I worked in the social work field for about 15 years of my life. I always noticed that people had talents, but they never looked at their talents, but instead looked at their faults. And in looking at their faults and only dwelling on their faults, they destroyed their ambition to be what they could have been or what they wanted to be. And a lot of my guests, you know, have taken risks and dismissed the naysayers to get to this point in their lives. And it is this point in their lives that I want to capture and share with you guys as a point of inspiration, to say the least. And, you know, it's just great to hear when people say, you know, it was at this moment that I realized that I could write a song, or I could paint a picture, or I could help people through whatever means. I feel like that is the main reason of this podcast, to say the least. In the end, I hope you enjoy the show, and I hope you enjoy the stories that draw whatever emotions that are appropriate to you, and hope that they inspire you to be great in whatever it is that you do or that you want to do. Much love and success to all of you out there in this new year, out with the disgustingly dark 2020, and hopefully 2021 will put us in a better place or lead us to be in a better place. No matter what, you know, you can always make it through. You've made it through 2020, y'all. 2021, here it is. This has been Just Heck from the Just Another Podcast Show. Hope you tune in to the next episode. Signing off. Take care. Much love and success to all of you guys out there. Peace.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys, let's go. I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds.
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.